Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Let's say goodbye to Yankee Stadium, 1923 to 2008. What's the best game you ever saw there? What did Yankee Stadium mean to you as a kid or even as a grown-up? I can't tell you how many grown men and a few women I have seen getting all weepy and sentimental this month about the closing of the building. For me, it really started in the 70s when my father worked in construction management. The company that he was working for was one of those that did the Yankee Stadium renovation in 74 and 75. So he spent most of those 2 years at the site. So at the end of that, his company got access to unbelievable season tickets. They were in the eighth row right behind the third base dugout. And I was able to get those seats for a handful of games a year until the company sold the box. God knows why they did it, but they did it around 1990. Small company, 81 games is a lot to try to get rid of. So that was an amazing perk while it lasted, and I got to see that handful of games a year, including the infamous Pine Tar game when George Brett of the Royals hit a game-winning home run to beat the Yankees, and Billy Martin, the Yankee manager, complained to the umpire that Brett had too much of the sticky stuff known as pine tar on his bat. The umps took the home run away, and Brett came charging out of that third base dugout that I was sitting right behind, right in front of me. I thought his head was going to explode because he broke a rule that was never enforced. And how could a little tar have caused his monster home run anyway? So ultimately, the league reversed the call and the home run was reinstated. But I was there to watch George Brett's head explode right in front of me at the Pine Tar game. Now, by the time the company sold the seats, I was hooked on the stadium and have ever since shared a partial season plan with some friends and my two boys in the upper deck. As ticket prices for the same seats have increased, and my family size did too, I've gone to fewer and fewer games, but taking my two boys. We all still love it, and I'm hoping to get something decent at the new ballpark so we can still go a few Sundays a year on the Sunday plan we share. I'll tell one story from the upper deck. I've always liked to keep score. It keeps my head in the game. And I learn things by seeing the chart in front of me, excuse me, that I'm keeping as the game progresses. And it makes the game more fun to watch. And if anything really historic happened, I had a souvenir, my scorecard. Well, in 1998, I took 2 5-year-olds to the game for the first time. And I felt I had my hands too full to keep score. Well, wouldn't you know, that turned out to be David Wells' perfect game, one of the most historic games ever played at the stadium. It was thrilling to watch, but the only game in my 20 years going there for which I did not keep score. So let's say goodbye to Yankee Stadium together. And Irene in Rutherford, you're on WNYC. Hi, Irene.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. My best experience there was I was working as a secretary, medical secretary. My boss was an open heart surgeon. He had tickets to the game that Reggie Jackson eventually hit 3 home runs.
Oh, that World Series game.
Exactly. But I got to go because of an emergency case, and I took his son, and that was my first time at Yankee Stadium. But, oh, my God, it was wonderful.
Thanks for your call. Keith in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Keith.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
Those were two great stories by you, though, the George Brett and the David Wells game.
Thank you.
That's great.
I'll never forget either of those days.
No, I can imagine. Well, I said that, and I'm one of the people who actually was there, not the people, you know, a lot more seem to claim they were. But in 96, I was there when they clinched the World Series. And that, of course, was an unbelievable game, that Game 6. But the story that I'll remember as much about that is that we went up to pick up the tickets on the Sunday. When the ALCS was still going on, and that game that they could clinch was a Sunday in Baltimore. So a friend of mine, we went up to the stadium that afternoon while the game was still being played, because we figured if they clinched, then, you know, the next day they would put tickets on sale. And it was like, it was an unbelievable atmosphere. The place was already packed, just people hanging out. The line was really long already. And we were up there when they clinched, so the celebrating in line. And then we had to stay out overnight. night. They did tickets in the morning, and you could buy two tickets for any game, each person.
Right, and you took a shot on game six, well, hoping there would be a game six.
Well, what we did was, yes, but we bought tickets for game two and game six, because game one was already sold out by the time we got up there, and we had upper deck for game two, and we're like, well, we'll take game six in the hope they come back. So game two was beyond miserable. Jimmy Key got shelled, the Braves were rolling, and we just kept our fingers crossed that they would come back.
I know that game six clincher was thrilling. I'm going to go to some other calls, but I'll tell you another one of mine that you touch off. I, you know, gone my whole childhood without ever getting to go to a World Series game or any kind of postseason game, and I had tickets to Game 1 in 1996. And there I was at 11 o'clock at night, freezing, with the Yankees losing 11-1. I was like, oh, God, I waited my whole childhood for this. Thanks for your call.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Dan in North Brunswick. You're on WNYC. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
All right. Your memory.
It brings back a couple of different memories. I went on the field after Chris Chambliss hit that walk-off home run in the back in the 70s, I guess it was. But
used to be able to do that, on the field at the end. Were you one of the people trying to tackle him as he was running around the bases?
I didn't get out that fast, but I probably would have. We tore up pieces of the field. Unfortunately, they had to finish the World Series there, but that was great. But my bachelor party was held at Yankee Stadium during a game. I'm not the kind of guy who would go to a strip joint or something like that, and I was hoping my brother would find a better alternative, and he invited me to a Yankee game sometime about a month before my wedding, and that wasn't unusual, but what was unusual was sitting there and all of a sudden seeing my uncle, who's a big baseball fan but not a Yankee fan, and then cousins and friends show up.
It was a surprise?
It was a surprise. Huh. It was literally 10 minutes before I realized what
was
going on.
That's fun. But you weren't one of those guys who arranged to have on the scoreboard, Maggie, will you marry me, Dan?
Thank God, no.
Because you know when that goes up, all the fans start chanting, say no, say no. Thanks for your call. Barbara in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Barbara.
Good morning, Brian. We were at the same game with our five-year-old boys at the David Wells Perfect Game. My son did have Happy Birthday Ezra on the scoreboard, and we were with five other boys. It was his birthday, and you must remember the Beanie Babies they handed out
Absolutely.
That day. Absolutely. And he couldn't believe that he was the only one by inning six who knew he may be facing history, while the other little boys who weren't as big of baseball fans were playing with their Beanie Babies, and he was quite disturbed by that.
And you were thinking, oh, if this could only have been like 3 years later when they would have gotten it more.
I didn't really care about them, to be honest. My son got it.
Yeah.
And he's going to Sunday's game, and he's an avid, he breathes, he says his lungs are the Yankees and they're his oxygen too.
That's sweet. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Matthew in, Boston. You're on WNYC. Hi, Matthew.
Hi, how you doing, Brian?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Well, actually, I grew up across the street from the stadium as a kid, and I remember going to games all the time. And, I mean, I've had plenty of memories from Game 7 against the Red Sox in 2003 to the 96 game against Baltimore with the kid that reached over and grabbed the ball. But my best memory, I would say, is just going up to the stadium and walking by this garage on my block, and it said World Series tickets and whatnot. This is in the 80s, and the team was horrible in the 80s. So they had, during the 80s, this, said for World Series is $25 for parking. And the fact that you could even have that was just a joke to me and my friends and my family. But, lo and behold, in the 90s, they were great. And, we're back to the 80s again, it seems, right now. But we're still hopeful for the rest of the season, possibly.
All right. Thanks for your call. Dennis in Manhattan. Well, wait a minute. Hang on, Dennis, hang on. If Matthew is still there, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
So do you, come out in Boston, or do you just, now that you live up there?
I go out everywhere with my Yankee hat my jersey. Yep, everywhere all the time.
All right. I hope you don't get, mugged or something.
Thank you.
Now we go to Dennis in Manhattan. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, Brian. First of all, I was also at the Pine Tar game when I was a little boy. I was at the Gooden no-hitter and also the Cone no-hitter.
Wow.
But interestingly, I'm a Mets fan, and those just were freak games that I attended. In any case,
with ex-Mets, who you probably still liked, right?
That's right.
Cone and Gooden.
But I was invited to the radio by the radio producer of the World Series broadcast CBS broadcast that with Vin Scully, and I was asked to drive Mr. Scully to the stadium. I had never driven there from Midtown prior to that day, and I got him lost, and we're caught in all kinds of traffic in the South Bronx, and Vin Scully pulls down the window and shocks someone in the car next door and says, "Hey, friend, which way to the ballpark?"
Hey, friend, which way to the ballpark? Vin Scully is literally one of my broadcasting heroes.
Oh, it was amazing. He was such a gentleman, and I drove him to all of those ALCS games as well as all of the World Series games, and he became, I just treasure the photograph that I have with him sitting in the booth.
He's one of those TV broadcasters who comes out of radio and is therefore so descriptive in how he, you know, calls the game and how he describes everything that's going on the field. You know, the guy's like 80 years old, and he still does his Dodger game solo.
And his hair is still a beautiful red color.
Purchased at the local. Never mind. Thank you for your call. Thank you. Thanks to all of you who called with your Yankee Stadium memories. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.